Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarini. So this Rasa Leela area of Vrindavan shines with the glory of Krishna's pastimes here. There are many sacred trees on this bank of the Jamuna that are all connected in some way or another with Krishna's pastimes. We had darshan of Kaliyaghat, and now we want to share together some time, some moments of association with a wonderful tree at Vamsivat. We have come to the place of the most splendid beauty and the most exquisite happiness and the most tender joy. Vamsivat. 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 Vat, banyan tree, and Krishna playing his flute. And why is he playing his flute? He's calling. Who? Is he calling the cowherd boys? No. Is he calling the cows? Like a Tirukadamba? No. Who is he calling? He's calling the names of all those beautiful young girls of Braj who love him so dearly. He's calling them all. He's calling their names. He's calling them to come on this beautiful full moon night with the perfect scenery. The sky is lit up at first with the pinkish-orange rays of the moon, and as the moon rises higher in the sky and turns to a silvery color, the pencil-like rays of the moon decorate the forest floor with little patches of brilliant light. And Krishna thinks, tonight is the night that I will dance with those beautiful girls who are always longing to be with me. He plays his flute, and every one of them hears their names. And they come running from their homes. They leave behind everything. They don't care about anything. They just want to be with Krishna. And Krishna wants to be with them. But when they arrive, he talks to them in very clever language that makes them feel that actually they're not welcome. He doesn't want them at all. And tears flow from their eyes in disappointment, down their cheeks and down to the ground, as they feel that Krishna is not willing to accept them. But then he turns it all around in a few clever words, and he indicates that they misunderstood his language and that actually he has just been waiting for them for so long. And then they talk to each other, and each of the young girls feels as though Krishna is exclusively with her. She doesn't know that the other girls are there and Krishna is with them as well. And as she thinks of her own good fortune, she becomes more and more elated, as sometimes happens with us. But her excitement is different because it is spiritual. It is centered around giving Krishna pleasure. But Krishna wants them all to dance together in a beautiful circular dance. And so at the moment when they're feeling most fortunate, most on top of the world, he vanishes. And all the girls are in shock. Where has he gone? Where has he gone? And meanwhile, as this was occurring, Srimati Radharani, in her own transcendental mood of love, experienced a sense of anger that Krishna had called everyone. He had called her, but he had called everyone. And so she chose to leave. And suddenly she was no longer present within the group of all these young gopis. And without Radha, Krishna cannot enjoy, because Radha and Krishna are like two halves of the same whole. They are inseparable. So when Radha left, Krishna left. And all of a sudden, all those young girls found themselves alone in the forest, and Krishna had gone. And we cannot imagine what that was like. They had gained the most unimaginable good fortune and lost it, and completely lost it. It was gone. And they looked left and right and up and down and everywhere, and they wandered into the forest. They spoke to the trees. They spoke to the birds and animals. Anyone they could see, they asked, "Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen him?" Because they desperately wanted to find him again. And meanwhile, Krishna was with Radha. And the gopis were slowly coming across indications that Krishna was somewhere nearby. They saw his footprints, but they also saw footprints of one fortunate girl who had not been ignored like they had. And this created in them another kind of transcendental emotion. So Krishna, still wanting that they should all enjoy this beautiful Rasalila dance, he also disappeared from Radha. And Radha's grief in separation was greater than any of those girls. And when they heard her crying, and they ran to where she was, and they saw her grief, all their sentiments of envy or competition disappeared immediately. And all they wanted to do together was look for Krishna. And when they couldn't find him, they sat down by the bank of the Jamuna and they began to sing some exquisitely beautiful songs. And eventually Krishna returned, and some loving exchanges were there, and then this beautiful rasa dance begin. Then Krishna returned. And when he was again amongst them, they were so happy, but they were a little bit angry with him. And they asked him some puzzle questions to see if he would admit that he had been very unkind to disappear in that way. But Krishna very charmingly explained to them that he did not neglect them in any way. He was always near to them. But he wanted that the whole world would see the glory of their love for him. And thus this beautiful Rasa Leela pastime took place. This tree, Vamsivat, is a very well-loved tree.
So you're in the line of Madhu Pandit.
Yeah, you can see. But Radha Gopinath, that is connected with this place.
Yes.
Devak here, his name is Govinda Das. He takes care of this tree, prays to this tree, and serves this tree in a very humble, serious way. One time when I met him, he told me that the other tree on the other side of this Vamsivat tree is called a Dadi Lata tree. Both of these trees are old. It was also somewhere near this place that Paramananda Bhattacharya discovered the whereabouts of the beautiful Gopinath deity, who was then established in his own temple in Vrindavan and later was brought to Jaipur. This is a really, really beautiful courtyard. And you can see the Rasa Leela in a very special Vraj style of artistry, painted all around the walls, and above, written in the Sanskrit language, are the songs that the gopis sang when they could no longer search for Krishna. This place has been adored and worshipped by all the various traditions in Vrindavan. And I remember to this day, one time in 1989, that I was feeling particularly devotional, and I decided that I wanted to go to Vamsivat and three or four other places in Vrindavan for Radhastami and offer prayers there and offer a garland and some donation and some prayers. So I came here. So I was sitting beside the Dadi Lata tree, writing my prayers in my little book. When a young girl came in, she looked around about 15, and she saw me, and she gave me a bit of a message that it was not so safe to sit here because of the monkeys. Then an old lady came in. She was an old Bengali lady, and she was doing her circling around the trees, and she circled around the two trees, and as she passed by me, she called to the young girl and she told her the same thing. You shouldn't sit here because of the monkeys. I could understand a little Hindi, so I understood the exchange. Then I continue writing, and a big monkey came walking down one of the long branches of the tree and jumped down right beside me and went to grab my pen and paper. The monkey was so fast, and it grabbed for me, and I was taken by surprise. And then that young girl was in there in a flash with a big piece of half-broken brick, and she threw the brick at the monkey, and the monkey went running up on the roof. And she looked at me and she said, "Time to leave." Told me, "It's time to leave. When the monkeys attack, it's time to leave." So I followed the elderly lady, and she walked to the Jamuna, and I walked with her, and she walked into the water, and I walked into the water too. And we walked into the water, leaving our things on a boat by the side, straight into the Jamuna, and as soon as we reached our waist, she ducked under the water three times, and I ducked under the water three times. And then we both walked to the boat, picked up our belongings, and walked out of the water of the Jamuna and back into the streets of Vrindavan, completely wet, completely happy, and completely freed of all kinds of imaginary problems that usually haunt us when we're here and there in this world. Krishna is not mythology. He's not fiction. He's not legend or history or a powerful man. When we believe this firmly, our life will change radically in wonderful ways. He has created us to enjoy with us. He wanted to give the gopis greater happiness than they could even imagine by being with Krishna alone. He wanted them all to dance together. He had created the Rasa Leela for that purpose, to give them the greatest joy. And in that way, he enjoys. And they enjoy by giving him enjoyment. And this goes backwards and forwards, and it is the most wonderful thing. It's the most wonderful thing. So Vrindavan is a special place. Anyone who once smells a flower from Vrindavan, who feels the breeze from Vrindavan, who sees a person from Vrindavan, or once somehow bows down in the direction of Vrindavan, or once utters the auspicious name of Vrindavan, even if he dies in Bihar or any other place far from Vrindavan, will at once attain the transcendental abode glorified by the greatest sages. There is a promise which to us is very hopeful, and that is that anyone who becomes attracted by the beauty of Krishna's divine rasa performance will soon forget the worldly pleasures shared between men and women. They will learn to see this world's nature as a mere shadow of the infinite beauty of these divine
loving pastimes. This tree is calling out silently for those who can hear, saying, come to this place, come and stay for a moment. Sit down beneath my shade and listen to the rustle of my leaves and try to picture what happens here. If you come to me in this way, I can change your life forever. This most extraordinary place, this most extraordinary tree, this most extraordinary pastime, and this most extraordinary opportunity are available to us today. We have to hear. We have to purify. We have to intensify our longing for this. So we need all the help we can get.
So thank you for coming. Thank you for being with us. And tomorrow night, we will go to another place, this time not in Vrindavan but out of Braj area, and we will again take shelter of a very special tree. So I will see you all tomorrow. Hare Krishna.